Let us start Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of the Sugya, two lines from the bottom. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisne Ichesu Lei Maftechi Debei Medrosha V'Shus Harab. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisne, they have lost the keys to the Beis Medrash and the Shus Harab, and so the Beis Medrash was locked. So there was a problem. They lost the keys in the Rishus Harab. The Beis Medrash is locked, and now the Shaila is, how did they get hold of the keys? Omalei, so Rav Dos told Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisne, Zil Babo Tali V'Talyo, take some children, small children, V'Litaylu Hosom, and let them spatzir in the Rishus Harab, the Mashkech Elohu, if they'll find the keys, Maisi Elohu, Muslimah, they'll bring it to you. They have nothing what to do with the keys, and they'll find the keys, they'll bring it to you. So what's going to be? So the children will pick up the keys in the Rishus Harab and bring it to our Rishus Hayochit, and he's telling him to do such a thing. Is Alma Kasava Kotten Oichon Neveles in Bezen Metzuvim Mahafrisha. So we see Rav Pedos holds that there's no Issa. If a Kotten is doing Isurim, is Oichon Neveles in Bezen Metzuvim Mahafrisha, we don't have to stop it. He had mentioned that Rabbi Kiveger and the Chubis, Kufla Medalit says, he explains as follows: Imroye, if a person sees the yirtze echad lasais melocha b'shoigik, one is watching how someone else wants to do a melocha b'shoigik. He doesn't know that it's osa. He doesn't know that it's Shabbos. Achiyev lohidiyoy. So you have to tell him lafrushim isura, to be mafrishim from being over an isur. The gam shoigik shem isur alo. So why is there such a halacha that a cotton is ein mitzuvin lafrisha? So Rabbi Kiveger says, Allah kochach leirami alei mitzvahs v'chiyuvim, because a cotton is not mechuyiv at all the mitzvahs. Is ein mechuyivim lafrisha, leazer rachmone klal lekotten. He says, the hazores were not given at all to a cotton. Just like we can understand that you'll see Yisrael wants to be metam himself to a mace. So there's no kasha. How is he permitted? A kohen is also, Yisrael is mutter. So the Azores were given to Gdolim, not to Ktanim. So that's what Rav Dos held. So the Mele, you just bring the Ktanim there, and whatever they'll do, there's no problem. So the Gemara says, Leime Misayele, L'choira I have a raya to Rav Pdos from a Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Lo yoymar odom letinik haveli mafteyach, haveli chosen. Don't tell a tinik, you should bring me a key, you should bring me a chosen. That is not permitted to tell him. Elo meinichoi toilesh, meinichoi zoyre. But if you're not telling him to do, and you see he's being toilish, or he's being zayrek, let him, don't stop it. Before we go further, I'd like to mention the Rashba's Ma'orer, the difference between the beginning of the Baraisa and the end of the Baraisa is, in the beginning of the Baraisa, he's telling him to do the Malacha. So that is not permissible. The end of the Baraisa, he's doing it on his own accord. So Menichai. So the Rashba asks, so why does the Baraisa change cases? The Baraisa should have said, Lo yaymer odom letinik tloish, ela Menichai toilish. Why does the Baraisa, when it says the Tzad Issa, it says, Haveli, Mafteyach, when it says in Tzad Heter, it says, Menichai Toilish, Menichai Zoyrik. So the Rashba answers that Emerson the Baraisa is telling us a Chiddush. When one tells a Tinik, Hovei li Mafteyach, he says, who knows that he'll be doing an Isser D'Oraisa. Maybe he'll bring it Pachas Pachas Midalad Ames. Maybe, even if he brings it to a Rishus HaYochid, by telling him to bring it, I'm not telling him to do an Aveira. It's possible that he's not doing an Aveira at all Midaraisa. He'll bring it Pachas Pachas Midalad Ames. Or, we hold like Ben Nazai Mahalach Koim Midamis. He always said Pachas Pachas Midalad Ames. Aval Pikein. It is still also. When you're telling him to do a malach, it is also. But then by toilish, there's no, you see he's being toilish by yadayim. Minichoy. We'll speak later what the iser is to tell him to do a malach. But al kopanim, we see klo, that one is permitted to watch him do a malach the yaraisa, and you're not mechuyiv to stop him. Minichoy. So Zaraya Taraf Kdos. Omar Rabbi. So Rabbi said, this is not a raya. Could be Toilesh is speaking about Ba'otzit She'enei Nokuv. It's speaking about that the Anotzit She'enei Nokuv, you have a flower pot, there's no hole in the flower pot, so there's no Tlisha Midiraisa. It's only a Drabonin de Ketoilesh. Zoyrek Bekalmalas Drabonin. So could be there's no raya from this paraisa. This paraisa could be speaking about melachis derabonin, and that what it seems though from the Gemara that melachis derabonin, everyone seems to hold that cotton oichel nevelis ein bezne mitzuvin rav risha, if it's only a nevela derabonin, it's only an isra derabonin. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Dabel tali v'talyo, haneik tinoikis chom v'nekeibis. L'taylu hosom, yischuku shom. Shabbos, he said, was Shabbos, so let them play there. Hovili mafteh del chishus haram v'shabbos, that's also. But meinichai, toshma. So upon him, from that paraisa, there is no raya. That Kot Neuchel Nevelis could be speaking about Tlisha Darabonon, Azrika Darabonon, Toshma. Oivet Kechovim Shebo Lechabos. A person's house is burning down, and a goy comes with intentions to extinguish the fire. Ein Oimrim Loikabe. So you're not permitted to tell him to extinguish the fire. Agavulche, the goyim in Yeredeye, brings a raya from this aloche, that even though this is a yisod derabono, the goyim in Yeredeye semekufn and zayin sifkot and dalet, even though this is an yisod derabono amiro lakum, and if the goy won't extinguish it, he could lose his whole wealth, whatever he possesses, it's burning. So one is mechuyev to lose all his money, kol mamoini not to be yevan isa darabona biyodai. That's what it says in this halacha, in oimrim loikab. But if the goy has a little seichel, and he does it on his own accord, you don't tell him, va'al techabe. Don't tell him, listen, stop. He wants to extinguish it, tavayola broche. Mibnei she'ein shvisosoi aleihem. Because a yid is not mechuyev to see that a guy should be shavis on Shabbat. So if he's being mechabit, I don't have to tell him anything. Cotton habo lechabes. But what is if a cotton is habo lechabes? So then you have to stop him. Oimrim loy al techabe. Sheshvisosoi aleihem. That there you mechuyiv to see that the cotton should not be mechal or Shabbos. So from this baraisa we have Akash and Rav Pedos. Rav Pedos had said that cotton oichel neveilois ein bezn mitzuvin lafrisha you not mechuyiv to stop him. Here it says, Oimrim loy al techabe. You tell him al techabe. So it's a kashen rav pdos.
Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Be'oise al das oviv. Now, this Be'oise is not speaking about a stamazoi case. It's speaking about Be'oise al das oviv. Now, let us see Rashi. What does that mean exactly, Be'oise al das oviv? Let us see Rashi. L'chabois hadleike, Be'oise al das oviv. Shahatinek tsoife ba'oviv. This child is looking at his father, v'roye shenoyach loy bekach, and he sees from the expressions on his father's face that his father is very happy that he's extinguishing the fire. V'ovid oimed olov, his father is standing there, and he is extinguishing the fire, and he sees that the father is very happy with what he's doing. The father didn't tell him a word, but he sees that the father is happy. Is dahave ke'ilu hu mitzaveyu lasais. Is such a combination, standing there, and smiling away, is ke'ilu, you're telling him, sometimes actions speak louder than words. Is ke'ilu hum itzaveyu lasei. So it's equivalent, like he's telling him that he should extinguish the fire. Avol hanach mafteicha is the Rabbi Yitzchok. Loi heidiyon shenev dushom. He didn't tell the children that the keys were lost. V'loi hikiru bedaitoi shenoyach loi. They were not able to discern to see that he wants that they should bring it. Here they're doing it completely on their own accord. So Mamela, this falls into the category of Kot Noichel Nevelas is Ein Bezim Metzuvim Lafrishay. That is what Rabbi Yochanan answers. So it's no Kasha and Rav Pedos. Now, exactly what is the Issa Ba'oise Al Das Oviv? So the Nemuki Yosef brings down Rashi. And the Muki Yosef says, Rashi seems to be saying, "Dahave ke'ilu hu mitzaveyu lasis." It's ke'ilu he told them to do it, to extinguish the flame. And what is if he told them? So we'll have later in the sugya that there's an iser de'eraisa. We learn out from shrotzim dam to miskoyanim that there's an iser de'eraisa to tell a cotton to do an avera. Even though the cotton is not mitzuvah, cotton oichon nevelis ain't bezden mitzuvah lafrisha, he can do it, he's not mitzuvah, but to be machel a cotton be yodayim, there's an iser on the machel, not on the cotton is, there's an iser, one is not permitted to be machel a cotton to do up to tell a cotton or to be machel a cotton to do a maisa avera. At heichen advarim magiyim, if we want to see, and this has nothing to do even with chinuch, the Magen Avraham brings down a shaila of the rekeach. The rekeach cleared a shaila, if a eishes koyin that's meuberes, is she permitted to go into oil hameis? Because she's metame the uba. She's metame the uba. So she's metame koyin. Now, this Uba Zicha not mitzvah, he wasn't even born yet. But there's an Isser the Eraise to make a cotton, to tell a cotton to, or to make a cotton do an Aveira. So that is how the Muki Yosef learns Pshat in Rashi. It's Ke'ilu, he's telling him to do it, and that goes into the category of Loi Sachilum, you're not allowed to be Machel, Shrotzim, Dam, to a cotton, and who are then you're not allowed to tell a cotton to do a Issa. Rashi in Chumash, in Agav Ulche, the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Shin Lamed Dalet, seem to learn a different mahalach in this din. It says, Rashi in Chumash, on the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Leisase Chol Melocha, Ato uvincha uvitecha avdecha v'amoscha v'amtecha v'gercha asher bisharecha. So Rashi brings down a mechilta, ato uvincha vitecho. Who is ato? We're speaking to our Godel. Ubincha, who is bincha? Eilu ktanim. Bincha is talking about the child of Zakotin. Oy einoy elo gdoilim, amre tarei kvamus horim heim. The gdoilim are ato. Leibol alahaze gdoilim al shvisas haktanim. Now this is a different lomdus in Ganson. This, the lomdus is not because I'm telling him to do it. This is not a din of lois achilum. This is a haloche that a father, just like a person is mitzube, al shvises behemtoi, that this behemtoy is mechuyev to be shoyves on Shabbos, not because I'm telling the behemah, a fellow who rent out the behemah of Shabbos Dagoy, he's also mitzuve al shvises behemtoy. So the same thing is mitzuve al shvises bono, aktanim, if they're doing something for him. And this is nothing to do with lois achilum, I'm not telling them, but if they're doing it for me, they know I'm nichin this. So this is an issa of that Rashi brings down kotn shebole chabes and shemle meshe shvisosa yalecha. So this is another mahalach to explain this halacha. Al koponim, an afkemina between these two mahalchem to be a poshet and afkemina, what will the din be if it's not a father to a son? Someone else. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if the cotton is doing it for someone else, not his father, it's only Yosami the Rabbona. Because the din of Ato Bincha, is that's the din of father, is Mitzuva or Shvisas Bono. Al Sloy Sahilum, there's no difference who's telling the cotton to do something. If a person tells a cotton to do an Issa, so he's Eva Loy Sahilum. Minatayre. So Rabbi Yochanan made an ekimte that this Baraisa is speaking about, that it's oisal das oviv, and that is why it is osa. But if you do it on his own accord, it would be mutter kotten oichal nebelis. So the Gemara says, so if the case of kotten is speaking about al das oviv, the chavose gabi oivit keichavim da oisa al das Yisrael. So the guy is also doing al das Yisrael. So Mishari, is that permissible for a goy to do for a yid? So the Gemara answers, "Ivikechovim adata de nafshi ovid." He's not doing it for the yid. He's doing it for himself. He wants to get paid. That means he's not doing it for the yid. Because memele, so that's why by the goy it's permissible. But as Rashi, Ovid kechovim adaita de nafshei Ovid afilu b'lo yediyas Yisrael. Ha Ovid kechovim miskavel anose she yedeya she yitel scha. Not because the Yid knows about it. Now later he'll go and tell him what happened, and he'll get wages for it. So memela. So that's called adaita de nafshei. Zok the Gemara vayta. Toshma. Ben chava. A son of a chava, we're speaking about a cotton, shorogil leilech eitzel avi imoy am ha'oretz. That he goes to his grandfather, he visits his grandfather am ha'oretz, ein choyshishin shema yachilenu dvorim she'enom misukonim. I don't have to be afraid that the grandfather will give him dvorim she'enom misukonim, and the Gemara understood that this meant tevil. I don't have to be chayish that the grandfather will give him tevil. Motza biyodei peiris. What if I see he came back from the grandfather and he has peiris in his hand, and I'm choishish these peiris are tevil. Ein zokuklo, you don't have to tell him don't eat them. So the Gemara is bringing a raya from this halacha that Katan Oichel Neveles Ein Bezen Metzuven Lafrishoy, and that's the halacha in the Sefer Ein Zokek Lo. Don't tell him anything. Now, we have here two distinct halachas. The first halacha is, do the parents have to think that the grandfather will give him? So that it says, ein choshesh, not to be afraid that he'll give him tevel de keperes. That's one halacha. And it seems this is not the halacha of, it seems this would be yasa. A fully yod cotton oichel nevelis. This would still be yasa. But ein choshesh, you don't have to be afraid that he's gonna give him. If you see he has peres, so then ein zoker kloy. So what are these two dinim? So, the Meroy Meisode says a very interesting pshat in the Baraisa. He says as follows. And he says this with a gewaldike ha'ore, an asugye. Asugye klerz ha'shayle, kotten oichel nevelis, is bezn mitzuvin lafrisha, is bezn not mitzuvin lafrisha. She says, why did the Gemara speak about a case of oichel nevelis? The shayla is, a cotton does an avere, do you have to stop him, don't you have to stop him? Why do you have to specify it was an avere of eating nevela? It was mechalo Shabbos. Why did you say cotton oichel nevelis? Why did the Gemara specify a tzir of a macholis asuris? So the Moray Mesode says that the Gemara is telling us a new chiddush by telling us a case of Eichel Nevelis. What's the new chiddush? The shittas harayvet is, if you have a chole sheyesh boi sakone in Shabbos, he needs meat. If he won't get meat, he's a mesukin. Now, I have two alternatives. Number one, I have Nevela here. There's a dead animal over here. I can give him this meat without being Mechalo Shabbos of Shechting a Behemoth. He'll eat Nevela, say, Chai Vilavin. Or else you have another alternative. I'll Shecht an animal for him on Shabbos. That's Chai Vikrisis, Chai Viskila. The Raivet says, you Shecht it. Don't give him the Nevela. So the shaila is, why should one be boicha on Issa Chomo? He can get away with a chai v'lavin. So the Meroy Mesode says the tam of the raivet is because nevela is metamtem. That means in every macholis asuris there's two shailas. There's one shaila, the averish boy. Are you permitted? Are you not permitted? There's a lav le'soichel nevela. And the isadike shaila by pikuach nefesh, there's no shaila. Pikuach nefesh is doicha kola teire kula. But there's another shaila. It says v'nitmeisem bom v'nitamtem bom. That means that macholis asuris are mitamtem the leiv of a yid. And this, the Meroy Mesode says, even if he's permitted to eat it, but it's still metamtim. That's a metzias. It'll be metamtim. So therefore, the Raivet holds it is permissible to do a bigger aveira to shechta beim on Shabbos in order to avoid from timtum of macholis asuris. That's what he says, pshat in the Raivet. So he says, so now let's go back to our Gemara. Cotton oichel nevelis ein bezn mitzuvin lafrishes. He says, good, he's not mitzuvin di surim. What's with the timtum? But he'll be metamtum. So he says, Agamar's telling us a chiddush, when a cotton eats nevelis, it's not metamtum either. It's not metamtum. He says, but that is davke if he eats b'mikre. If he eats b'mikre nevela, it won't bother him. He's different than a godel. A godel, once eating a nevela, will also be metamtem liboy. A cotton, once eating a nevela, there's nothing what to worry about. But he says to be mefatim, a cotton with macholis asuris, that means that should be a steady diet, that's no good. So he says, that's pshat in the beraisa. Ben chover sherogel leilech etzel avi imoy. Do I have to be afraid whenever he goes and visits his grandfather, the grandfather will give him tevel? If I be afraid of this, then I have to make sure not to send him to the grandfather, because he'll become mefutim b'yisav. And that will be metamtem him. So it says, no, you don't have to be afraid. Ain't choshishin. That will kaseida give him tevel. But if you see he's holding peiros in his hand, so that's a mikre, ein zokik loy, alt tavere, but neuchel neveles ein bezne mitzuven lafrish. Al kolponim, we have here a raya, that from this baraisa, to Rav Pedos, that got neuchel neveles, ein zokik loy, doesn't have to bother you. Omar Rabbi Yochanan says, it's not raya from this paraisa. Bidmai hikilu. We're not speaking about tevel over here. We're just speaking about dmai, which is a tevel de rabono. And by dmai, then they were makel. They were makel that, could be caught noichel nevelis, talach is, you don't let him continue eating it. But this is not speaking about tevel. This is speaking about dmai. Elo time the Dmai. Oh, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, Davke, because it's Dmai. Ha Vadai, but if it would be Vadai Tevel, Boi Lasuri. Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Boi Sal Dasov. Before Rabbi Yochanan, I wanted to bring a raya that cotton Oichon Avelis is also, because you stopped the cotton from being Mechabe. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, they're speaking about Boi Sal Dasov, then it's also. But if the cotton does it on his own accord, there's no issa. So before Rabbi Yochanan held cotton oichel nevelis, ein bezden mitzuven lafrische. Here Rabbi Yochanan is saying bezden mitzuven lafrische, but since it's demai hikilu, so how does Rabbi Yochanan stem? So the Gemara answers, Ela Rabbi Yochanan svuki misafkele. He himself did not know klal what the halach is. Is, so Memele, whenever he brought a raya, he said, could be it's not a raya, could be we could disprove the raya. Koi hoche matche, koi hoche matche. That means if it says that you have to prevent them from being mechabe, could be, kot neuchel velis ein bezne mitzuvun, that's oi salbas of it. Here we brought a raya that ein zokik lois, he said, could be because here it's speaking about my. So Rabbi Yochanan said, we can't prove from any baraisa what the halacha really is. Let us see Rashi. She'einon misukonim, she'einon miyusorim. They didn't take off maisa. Ein zokik loy litloy hemenu. You're not mechuyev to take it away from him. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan la'el ba'oisel das oviv, then it is os avalafrishi eini mitzuve echadetinikov edadayte denavshe. And here Rabbi Yochanan says fakel. So the Gemara says, he's mesupik Rabbi Yochanan. Sok the Gemara vayte. Toshma, ben chover koyin, Sherogil Eilech Eitzel Avi Imoi Koin Amoretz. Here you have the son of a Chover, a Koin, and he goes and visits his grandfather, a Koin Amoretz. Now the grandfather can have Tomei Diketrume. Ein Choyshishin Shema Yachilenu Trumet Mei. He doesn't have to be afraid the grandfather might give him Trumet Mei. Motzo Biyodei Peretz. But what if I see that the cotton has Peretz in the sands? Ein Zokik Loi. Now, Bishloime by Tevel, you can tell me it's Tevel the Rabbona, but here we're talking about Trumet Meir. Trumet Meir is a deraisa, so from here we see that Kot Neuchel Nevelis and Bezem Metzuvim Lafrishe. So the Gemara says, no, Betrumet the Rabbona. Here it's speaking about Trumet the Rabbona. Trumet Peiris, which is a Rabbona. So from here you don't have a raya that Kot Neuchel Nevelis. Let us see Rashi. Trumet meye v'ochet di surah di reisu kidama ba'orul. This is an issa de reisu ti trumet meye. It says, b'shorecho toich lenu lo zeh toichu betumis atzmoy b'psuleh magdoshim shenivdu. There the halach is if it's tome you're permitted to eat it. K'dechsi v'atome v'atoy v'loy la'ache. But something else, that's tome you're not permitted to eat. And what is this something else? L'mutei trumet da surah betumis atzmoy. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, b'dmai hikilu. So Taisvis says, now the Loshen d'mai hikilu seems to be saying that there are special kulis by d'mai. B'dmai hikilu. So Tosfos says, Avimotzi lemeima dafilu loihi kilu bidmai. Don't say there are special kulas by Dmai. No, kiven deine elami darabonon, but since Dmai is a tevel darabonon, shani kidika omar lael, just like before the Gemara said, Zoyrik bekalmelis, toilish botzit sheini nokib. So the Gemara could have said, Dmai is a darabonon, not because there are special kulas in Dmai. That means this teretz of Bidmai Kilu was said in many places, and there Taker, it is necessary to mention that that there are special kulas in Dmai. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, Inami. Kiven sheyesh lochush lesofik tevel da'avidi yeraise. Ichmiru, ilav time at the Bidmai Kilo. Taisus wants to say there's a tremendous difference between Toilish Bo'otzet Sheinei Nokuv and Dmai. An Otzet Sheinei Nokuv, when a person is Toilish, there's no melocha of Toilish whatsoever. It's, since there's no Yenike from the Karke, this is not, that does not fall under Melechus Kaitza, Melechus Toilish. The Rabbonon asat lishe from an otzit sheinei nokuv. So that's a pure iser the Rabbonon. By an iser the Rabbonon, a Gemara seems to hold, kot noichel neveles, ein bezne mitzuv and lafrishe, ein iser the Rabbonon. The Mai is not a pure iser the Rabbonon. The Mai is pshat that we are chayish that Amoritz was not mafrish meiser. That means, if our chash is a true chash, it's tevel d'araisa. We have no right to be choishish that he wasn't mafrish because roiva maratze maasremein. Af al pikein, it is a chash. Maybe it is tevel d'araisa. So this is not similar to a notzichene nokif. That means this is a midrabonon, I clear, maybe it's tevel d'araisa. So therefore the Gemara to say, bidmai hi kilo, there are certain kulas that were said by Dmai. Elo Rabbi Yochanan svuki misafkale. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan personally did not know if Katan Eichel Nevelis, Katan Ein Eichel Nevelis. So therefore, wherever we had a raya, it was matre the raya. Could be it's no raya. So Taisvis asks, Vohod de koma rashas, Pesef perk yoitzi doifen alibe da Rabbi Yechene, Da mamufla hasomach li ishti yereise, Ve Katan Eichel Nevelis, Ein bezne mitzuven la frishoi, Ala breise de moisiv lei posom. Now, they're speaking as follows. They're speaking about, Rabbi Yochanan said two halachas. Halacha number one, mufla somach le'ish d'araisa. That means as follows. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a katan or a ktano makes a neder a year before godless, the neder is chal min ha'toira. That's number one. So we're talking about, those they are speaking about, such a case, that a ktana, a year before godless, made a neder. And she was married with a rabbono. She was married with a rabbono. A ktana, the issues of a ktana, if her mother married her off, it's only an issues of a rabbono. She's married with a rabbono. And her husband was made for the neder. So, and it says, so she's allowed to eat. She's allowed to eat from the macholim she asked on herself. So the Gemara asked Akasha, this is a shekelcha combination. If you hold mufla somach leish midiraisa, she's only married midarabonon. She's not married. Her ish is, so the hafora only helps on a neder darabonon. She made a neder diraisa, and she's allowed to eat after the hafora. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know why? Because Katan Eichel Nevelis ain't bezna mitzuvin lafrisha. She's lati yisurim d'iraisa. You're right, the neder was chal. You're right, the hafora wasn't chal. How can she eat it? Katan Eichel Nevelis. So al koponim, the Gemara says, klore mesechtes nide, that Rabbi Yochanan holds Katan Eichel Nevelis, Ein bezden mitzuvin lafrishoy. In by us it says Rabbi Yechanan didn't know what the halach is. That's Taisvus kasha. So Taisvus says avimotzel amemer v'letaimech. This combination what the Gemara said that Rabbi Yechanan has gotten on the velis is a bezden mitzuvin lafrishoy and moved us from leish to reise. The Gemara says where Rabbi Yechanan zvuki mesavkelay hoche is mesupik. So that can't be the reason. Well, the Malavoch Ishapik Omaros, Lemaisa falls off from this Malach, the Gemara says, a different terrace, the Gemara is a Kash on this Malach, so Mamela, the Gemara did not go into it as Tirin Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara had other ways to prove that that's not the true Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. Zog the Gemara weiter, Toshma, Yoinek Tinik Vahilech, a Tinik is permitted to nurse May I read this kechovim from a goite, umi behema tmeye, and from a behema tmeye. Ve'ein choishishin b'yoinik shekets. And we're not afraid that, how can I permit this? Bikotten is yoinik from shkotzim. What does Rashi say? Ben chosh shalayma shu yainik shekets klayma dova hamishukets v'nesa. We don't have to worry about it. Ben chosh shem b'yainik shekets. V'lo yachilenu v'veilas atreifish kotsim v'remosim. But don't give him to eat. So the Gemara, the Rashba explains, the Gemara understood now that the halach is as follows. If the Tinik is yoinik on his own accord from the behemoth to Meir. It's no problem. Don't stop him. Because Kotten Euchon Avelos and Bezim Mitzum Lafrishe Chatshe Filu milk from a behemoth to Meir is also in a Teire. Yoinik him. Ve'lo yachilenu, but don't give him the Velos or Treifish Kotten. You're not allowed to give him. As we mentioned before, this Anissa of Lois Achilum. The Rashba asks, so why did the Baraisa change the cases? It starts off Yoinik Tinik, and then it should say the Leitani Kano, that you shouldn't tell him to be Yoinik. Okay, that's a Ha'ore the Rashba is. Abal Kaponim, the Gemara understood that that's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish is speaking about that he's being Yoinik from a behemoth may on his own accord. And that is mutter, and the Sefer is speaking about that a godel is giving him to eat, that's like sachil, v'yichalan, and the belos of treifish, kotzim ramos. Before we go further, I would like to mention one nikudet, which the Rishonim speak about. Now, the Rishonim speak about yoinik tinik, it says, from a goite, and from a behemoth meyer. So the Rashba, the Tosfos HaRosh says, don't think that these two are similar. To be yoinik from a behemoth meye, that's an iser d'iraise. To be yoinik from a goite, that's a milsa d'chsiduse. The Meiri explains that the milk of a ishe contains her midas. That means since her goof produces this chalav, so her midas are embedded in her milk. So if a person is, if a tinik is yainik from a goite, so who get midas rois? So it's not, als milsa de chsiduse, one should not be yainik. But, not meikar adin. And the Tosfos HaRosh, I'd like to mention a moiridike Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh also says the same thing. That it's not proper, but it's not also me'ikar adin. And the Tosfos HaRosh brings down a moiridike medrash. The medrash says, cholov mitamei, cholov mitayer. Cholov mitayer. And the medrash brings down a moiridike maise. Kshenoilad Rebbe. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh was born, Gozru Shmad Shalaylino. They were Gozer Shmad. The Roman Emperor was Gozer, that Mila is awesome. Umolu Esrebi, and his parents who did not listen to this gzeire, and they were malde child Rebbe. Sholach Keser Bishvil Rebbe. So the Keser heard about it, and he sent for the mother and the baby. He's going to find out if they were over his gzeire. It seems that when they went, she went with his mother. His mother and Rebbe went together. They stayed by an inn. And in this inn, there was another baby, the same age of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was Antoninus, and it seems that the mother of that child had Rachmonis and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the small baby, and they switched the two children. So the mother of Rebbe went and brought to the Keser Antoninus. Now, the time that she was carrying Antoninus till she came to the Keser, so she nursed Antoninus. So the Medrash says, Amor deke Medrash, Umachmas oisoi cholov toir, sheyonak Antoninus, zocho sheoso tshuva v'nizkaya. Cholov metayel. That means a cholov from an isha atzadekis that had a hashpo, such a hashpo, that the Medrash is bekoich to say such, he became a ger, he became a bal tshuva. That was that cholov toil that he was yoinik from the mother of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I'll call upon him. Let us get back to the sugya. We have here, the Baraisa says, that a tinik is yoinik from a behemoth meya. That's an egei alonu, and when choshishim be yoinik sheketh, let him be yoinik. And so the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from this, that katan oichel nevela. Lo yachilenu nevela satreifis. Don't give him nevela satreifis, that not. But he's permitted to be yoinik from a behemoth meya. Now the Baraisa continues. Umikulon yainik memba afilu b'Shabbos. Afilu in Shabbos. There's another shayla by Shabbos of Mefarek. Chalive is osher als Mefarek, als dosh. He's allowed to do it in Shabbos also. Ubegodel also. But a godel is also. So lochere means a godel is also to be yainik from a bay mitmei. A godel is also to be yainik on Shabbos. Abi shalayma noigim ayinu sheyainki mibahima tahira biyantev. And yantev, we used to feel zech that we used to be yainik from a behima tahira. Fine. Now, let us go. Now, the Gemara says, ktoni miha in choshishin biyainik sheketz. You're not chayish that is yainik sheketz. That means there's no problem that this cotton is yainik from a behima tmeya. So we have a raya that cotton oichel nevelos in bezin mitzuvin lafrisha. So the Gemara says, hosom mishum sakone. No, someone says, could be it's no raya whatsoever. Could be cotton oichel nevelos mitzuvin lafrisha. Aye, if it's mitzuvin lafrisha, so why? So why is he permitted to be yoinik? It's speak rather, if he won't be yoinik, he'll die. It's a sakone. So the Gemara says, so if it's speaking about it, it's a sakana. So how are you differentiating from that? It's no difference between a cotton and a godel. If a godel is a mesukin, it's also a mutter. So why are you saying a difference between a cotton and a godel? You tell me a cotton is also a cotton. That's mesukin, is mutter. So, ihochi godel nami. So the Gemara says, no, you know what the difference between cotton and godel is? The difference is as follows. Godel boy umdene. A godel, you first have to be oimed. We have to figure out, is this a sakone? Is it necessary to drink now cholov? Or can he wait? So that means when a godel will come and tell us he's very thirsty, is he permitted to drink on Shabbos? He's permitted to be yainik from a behemoth meyer. So we'll say, wait 1 second. We have to figure out how important, how necessary is it for you to be yoinik? If it's a sakone, we call a COVID. If it's not a sakone, so we'll tell you to wait. Frag the Gemore. So if by sakone you need umdene, you have to figure out, is it truly a sakone? Is cotton nami laboy umdene? So you're telling me a cotton also is not permitted to eat. The whole reason he's permitted to be yoinik is because it's a sakone. So let him need oimed also. So the Gemara says, Omar Avon the Bereid Rabbi Yeshua, Stam Tinik Mesuken Eitzel Chol. That's what the Bereis is telling us. The Bereis is telling us you don't need Oymed by a cotton. The Heteros don't speak Kuach Nefoshes. Could be cotton, Oichel Neveilis, is best in Mitzuvin Lafrisha. It's an Aveira by a cotton also. The here the Heter is because of Sakonis Nefoshes. Aye, so what's the difference between a cotton and a godel? A cotton, I can readily assume, if he won't drink right away, it's a sakana for him. So therefore, I matter right away. A godel, we need oimid. Zokter Ashbe, so Ibezoi, now we'll understand. Now we will understand the safe of the Baraisa. The safe of the Baraisa says, Avolo yachilenu nevelis utreifish kotzim ramosim. Because the Baraisa is coming to tell us, stam, cotton mesukin eitzel cholo. By milk he's a mesukin. But by macholis, tamuzi macholis, he's not a mesukin. So that's what, why the Baraisa is differentiating, what, by when it says mach lo yachilano, it speaks about nevelis. When it speaks about that he does on his own accord, it speaks about yoinik. And einach anami, the chilik is not yoinik and yachilenu. The chilik is if it's cholov or if it's nevelis. Cholov, stam kotten, mesukeneitzel cholov. If it's nevelis or treifis, it's even by a cotton before we give him to eat, we need oimit. Let us see Rashi. Lo yachilenu biyadayim dvor masurim. Cholov beimet meya also begodol midaraisa, the nafkalom mi gomol gomol beis pomper kama de bchayas. Sakone, shim lo yinik yomos betzomi, he'll die from thirst. Umdene, im yochel hamtem ad meitzoy Shabbos, viyase beheta. Zog te gemore weiter. Abashol oimer noyigim oyinu she yoinkim mi behema tohira biyontev. We were noyig that in yontev they were yoinik. So Gemara asks, Heichi Domi, Idike Sakone, if there's a danger, Philo B'Shabbos Nami, by Dafkin Yontiv. That means Meleches Yontiv is only Muta Melisha Ve'elach. Disha is also in Yontiv. So if it is, they were Yainik in Yontiv, they were even Meleches Disha, so it's a Sakone, so let them do it in Shabbos also. So the Gemara answers, Leitzricha de'ike tzara. There's no sakone. There's tzara. Ukesova mefarik la'ache yachu. Ukesova, and he holds. There's no sakone. There's only tzara. And he holds, this is mefarik la'achayad. That means derech disha is dafke if a person is choylev a behemah kedalkoi. But if a person is yoinik from a behemah, that is not derech disha. So that's mefarik la'achayad. So memele, so yad rabono. So the Gemara says as follows. Mefarik la'achayad. Is Shabbos the Yisrael Skila? Shabbos is an Yisrael Skila. Gozer Rabon. Even though the Chalive Ayyidah Yenik is at the Rabon. But since this is an Yisrael Skila, they were Gozer. Yontav the Yisrael Lav, the Gozer by Rabon. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Shabbos the Yisrael Skila, Yesh be Mefarg Biyodov. If a person's Mefarg Biyodov is an Yisrael Skila. Gozer Rabbonon b'yoinik. So the Rabbonon will go to b'yoinik. Va'af al gav de mishanahu, even though he's doing it through a shinui. Ve'ein amaloch aminat toire, it doesn't matter. Avol yontev, chiyovet b'yedayim leket yisalab, gozer Rabbonon b'yoinik. Now let us see Tosfos. V'kosovo dahave mefarik kila achaya. So the Gemara answered, that it's mefar kalach hayav. That's why biyonte, which is an isalav, they were make. The imtoima. So Tosfos asks a more dike kasha. Vafilu lehavi kalach hayav. Afilu it's not kalach hayav. It also should be mutter. Nami. The indisha ella begidule karka. The whole iser of disha is begidule karka, things that grow from the ground. Kidoma bepeire klal godel, the Gemara says in Mesechta Shabbos, gabi peitzeya chilozen. If a person will make a wound in a chilozen, and will be moitzi the dam from the chilozen, so the Gemara says there's no iser disha, because it's not gidulei karka. So memele, so if you need gidulei karka for meleches disha, so if that is the case, so why is one chayiv b'mefarik b'chayil v'behime? A behime is not gidulei karka. V'chi teime, if you're going to say afal gav d'chilozein loichoshiv gidulei karka, a chilozein is a type of a fish. So a chilozen is not gidulei karka, because it doesn't grow from the karka. Behemech shive gidulei karka, but a behemech is considered gidulei karka, because it's nisgadol, it grows from things that come out of the karka. That means since the existence of a behemech is from grass or that grows out from the karka, so a behemoth is considered gidulei karka. Her gidul, her growth comes through the karka. Chilozen, the gidul of a chilozen does not come through the karka. So memela have a teretz on the kasha. So memela, it's no tushtel, it's no comparison. A chilozen to a behemoth. A behemoth is gidulei karka. A chilozen is not gidulei karka. So Taisva says, and we see such a thing. Kedamrina bereish peperk bekol ma'arvin. They're speaking about mois maiser sheini. The memayit dogim, that you're not permitted to purchase dogim, midachsiv boka v'tsoin. Ma'af prat mefeirish gedulei karka. So memayla, lamuti dogim. So we see klal that boka v'tsoin is called gedulei karka. So memayla have a teretz on the kasha. So Taisva says, that's not a good teretz. Zayin loima, that's not a good teretz. The nehei, the choshev, behime, gedulei karka, that's true. The Gemara says, l'gabi ma'isa sheni. A behime is called gedulei karka, mikol mokim. But gedulei karka is relative. That means by mois, ma'isa sheni. So that's also permissible. You can buy, you don't have to buy something that grows directly from the earth, but you're permitted to purchase a behemoth whose existence and sustenance comes from gidulei karka. That's also called gidulei karka. But that is negeya mois maisa sheni. But the gabi Shabbos, kiven the gamrine misamemonim, the lametes malachas, we learn out from the Lamates Melochis, which were done L'tzairach HaMishkan. Where was their Disha in the Mishkan? By the Samamonim. The Samamonim were planted, and then later, after they grew, they were Dosh the Samamonim. Now the Samamonim that grew were Mamish Gedulei Karka. So if we learn now from Samamonim, Binim Mamish Yei Godol Mina Karka Kamoi Samamonim. The legabi giduli karke mamish lechoshe beime giduli karke kedabuchach baseich asapayalim. That means that giduli karke is relative. If the posig mentions mamish giduli karke, then a behem is not considered giduli karke. Kedabuchach baseich asapayalim, the san yodayish, there was speaking about what a poyal is permitted to eat bishas meloche, dum yodayish. Is it madayish miyuchid shugidulei karka yotza choylei vahamegabein vahamechabed sheinam gidulei karka v'impoyloi chulboi. He says the bat that a poil is not permitted to eat from when he's choylev. Why not? Because that's not called Gedulei Karka. So we see here that Choylev is not considered Gedulei Karka because the Mekor of the Limud is Dayish. If we're learning out from Daish, so Daish is Mamish Gedulei Karka, so then a behemoth doesn't fall into the category of Gedulei Karka. So Memele, so we see law that a Choylev is not called Gedulei Karka. So we're back to the Kasha, so why Yechayim al Zmachfarik? That face was kash. Lechshive bahim agedu lekarke. Agavuche, before we go further, I'd like to mention Echsam Seifer in Mesechta Shabbos. Echsam Seifer wants to emphasize this kasha. Echsam Seifer says as follows. That he says, could be a bahim is considered gedu lekarke. That is true. A bahim is considered gedu lekarke. So therefore, when a person is choylev a beheime, so he's separating milk from gidulei karke. That's called meleches mefarik. That's called meleches dishe. Because the beheime is considered gidulei karke. So that is our gemara. That's what the gemara says, that a poil is not permitted to drink the milk while he's working, because the milk is not considered gidulei karke. The behema is gedulei karka, but the milk that was nifrash from the behema, that's not considered gedulei karka. That's what some say on Stefan for Taisvis Kash. Al Kaponim Taisvis did not hold up this Taisvis. Hey, Mashaber Kamba, the Gdushin, Gabi Goyrim V'yekev. There also the Gemara seems to differentiate between Goyrim V'yekev and behemas. So we see that a behema is not considered gedulei karka. So we're back to Amayra de Kekashe. So why does the Gemara call this Mefarik? There's no Isodisha, only by Gedulei Karka. V'yesh Leimau, so Taishvus answers, Ditzrich Taim Adohocha, the Mefarik Alacha Yadu, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the Sova Yesh Disha, Shalai by Gedulei Karka. The Mechaye, V'paitzeyachi, Lozay Nami, Mishum Dosh. So Taishvus says, our whole Gemara is going a little bit Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that yesh disha shalei begedulei karka. He holds Yechayev by psiyas chilozen also. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say the shtik teure that it's mefarik kalach yad. Abay nechanami, according to the chachomim, it's tamas yad rabona, fulu al mefarik kalach yad, because ain disha elo begedulei karka. The Rabbi Natam eforish, now the Rabbi Natam comes and says a new pshat in our Gemara. The mefarik chayiv mishum memachik. That our Gemara says mefarik kalachayad, our Gemara does not mean disha. Our Gemara means that when a person is choylev a behemah, he smooths out the skin of the behemah, and the meloche b'shas chaliv is not choylev, the meloche is memachik. One is not permitted to smooth out skin. That's a malacha d'iraisa. The mefarik chayim mishum memachik shemachlik ha'oyer. He's making the skin smoother. The chaliva process smoothens the skin. So memeil of a person is choylev kedalkoi. So that's called a memachik d'iraisa. If a person is yoinik from the behemah, so it's kalacha yad. So it's a memachik d'rabot. The koshulari midama beperik chavis choylev adam eiz lesoich akdeire avoloi lesoich akaora. The Gemara says in Mesechta Shabbos a person is permitted to be choylev an eiz, and the milk should go into a kdeire, into a pot, and the mile of a pot is that there is already food in the pot, and the milk mixes up with the food. So it is not considered mashke mitoich oichel. It's considered oichel mitoich oichel. Avoloi lesoich hakaore. But to be choylev into a dish, an empty dish, so there he's taking mashke mitoich oichel, that's melechas dish. So the Gemara differentiates between if the milk that is being nechlav becomes dissolved in an oichel, or the milk that's being nechlav is not dissolved in an oichel. If it's dissolved in an oichel, so it's not dishe, it's oichel mitoich oichel. If it's not dissolved in an oichel, so it's dishe, it's mashke mitoich oichel. Ule peirish akunter is nich, according to Rashi, is very good. The time of mishum dechshechoy lev lesoich hakdeiro, when he's choylev in a pot with food, avimashka bo lo oichel, for oichel, ve'ein ze boiro, so this is not called this boiro, one mean from another mean, so it doesn't fall into the category of disha. According to Rashi, Melech's dishes were separating one mean that's nivla and another mean. Oichel mitoich oichel, it's called the same mean. Mashke mitoich oichel, it's called two meaning. So according to Rashi, it's very good. Avol peirish Rabbeinu Tam, bein kach l'chaim b'shem emachik. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Isser is not the taking out the milk from the behemoth. The Isser is you're smoothing the dad b'shas chalive. This is al tzmemachik. So what is the difference if you're choylev into a kedera or you're choylev into a kaore? A more big kasha that Tosfos asks under Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Chassam Sofer and the Chiddushim in Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis wants to say a very interesting pshat to fa'emfer the Rabbeinu Tam. What does the Chassam Sofer say? Chassam Sofer says two hanochas, two yesaidis. Number one, yesaid number one is that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, even though a behemah is not considered gedulei karka, that is min ha-Torah. Midrabbanan, there is an iser chalivi even on a behemah also. So memele, that what the Gemara says, that chalivi is mutter l'soich ha-kdeiro, and it's not mutter l'soich ha-kore, that is speaking about the iser mefarik midrabbanan. There is a Yisra Mefarak Midarabonon Alts Disha. Period. That's how the Gemara differentiates. Novos. No, Tosfos asks the Kasha, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's an Yisra Dereis Alts Memachek. If there's an Yisra Dereis Alts Memachek, so then we have a Kasha, so what's the difference if you're a Chaylev L'Seich HaKadeira L'Seich HaKa'ore? That was Tosfos Kash and Rabbeinu Tam. So the Chassam Sofer brings down the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer HaYosha, that Rabbeinu Tam said that this Gemara is speaking about Yontif, not speaking about Shabbos. So the Chassam Sofer explains what is the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. So he says, Amor de Kechap, he says, in Yontif, one is permitted to shecht an eis. So an eis is considered an oichel, because it's edible. You can go and shecht it on Yontif. There's a klal, ein memachek ba'oichlem. An oichel one is permitted to smooth, just like we allow to smooth butter. We allow to, because ein memachek ba'oichlem. So memele, so therefore there's no issa memachek when one is chaylev aneis in Yontif. The only iser is adisha darabonon, and that depends if he made l'soicha kedeiro is mutter, because it's eichel mitoich eichel, m'soicha kore is also because it's mashke mitoich eichel. Mashe ein kein, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam said, that is an iser, the eraise of choylev a behem al tzmemachi, that's speaking about in Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, a behem is not a machel. A behem is not oimed lachila. One cannot check the behem in Shabbos. So therefore, we don't have the heter of ein memachik ba'oichlen. A behem is not an oichel. Is therefore, there is an issa deraisa to be chayla from a behema als memachik. That is what the Chassam Sofer, that is how the Chassam Sofer verempfels the Rabbeinu Tam. I heard a shtikel ha'ora on this from our Gemara, because our Gemara says that, it's mefari kalacha yad, Shabbos issa skile gozor rabbonin, yontav issa lavle gozor bei rabbonin. So from our Gemara would seem, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that there's an Isser Lav and Yontif. Als mefarik, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Chassam Sofer, the whole Issa mefarik is als memachik. And in Yontef, bechlal is no Issa memachik, since I'm memachik boich. Zog tais vizweite, Shabbos de Issa skile gozo rabbonu. Kosha. Amrine bepeik afalpi. So the Agamore says, that one is not permitted to be yoinik from a behemah in Shabbos because it's an isa skill, even though he is tzal. Toshulam, rinipek afalpi, goineyach, a person has chest pains, yoinik cholov b'Shabbos. He's permitted to be yoinik cholov b'Shabbos. Kosovo mefarik kalach yatu, it's only a mefarik derabonon, ומשום צער אלוי גוזר רבונן. Since our tzar, it's the one gozer. So the Gemara says in Shabbos that mefari kalach ha-yad is muta b'mokim tzar. Our Gemara says the mokim tzar only yontif is muta because it's a nisolav. Shabbos is also. V'hoch also lay b'Shabbos. So that's Teis Fiskash. Like a lemaimer dosen be misukin, they're speaking about a misukin, dim kaina filamalacha gemura, veine kalacha yad shori. If it's speaking about a misukin, so why do you say dafke kalacha yad is mutter? You're allowed to be mefarik be your bay. Va'oimer rabbeinu tam, so rabbeinu tam says such a chilik. The hosom, the gemura that was matter to be yoinik from a behime in Shabbos. Because it's mefar kalacha yad. The hosom machmas choyli. They're speaking about that a person is sick. He's a choyli she'ein boi sakone. So they were matter for a choyli she'ein boi sakone mefar kalacha yad. For hoche, and here that we aser on Shabbos, machmas rov. Here it's speaking about, he wasn't sick, he was hungry. So for hunger, they weren't matter mefar kalacha yad in Shabbos, since it's an Issa skila. And Tali Shabbat Tzah, and Rav is also called Tzah, Rav Dav Kecholi, Kedoma Bepek Shlishi Dishvus, Nishba La Kikel, if a person swore he won't eat the Kikel, Umistakin Alehomal, now he's Mesukin, so the Gemara says, Mistakin, he's Mesukin, Lishchilaymal, Ela Mitztair Aleh, he's Mitztair, and there it means he's Mitztair, that he's hungry, he wants to eat it. So Memelis or Tosfos said as follows. Our Gemara is speaking about that he's hungry. If he's hungry, so Memele, he's only permitted to be Yoinik in Yontif, which is an Isolav. Shabbos is also. The Gemara in Ksubis that said Goineach is Mutter to be Yoinik in Shabbos is speaking about that he's sick. But then they were matter in Shabbos. The koshel ridim kain my koma hoche idike sakone afilo b'Shabbos muta afilo b'chaylim ba'alme muta kivin shein b'malachi gemure. Rabbi Nira dein zu kushe da katala pirish ashas to mefar kalach yad. The man that have him in it didn't realize it's only at the rabbonu that can mefar. The koma da afilo b'malachi gemure min ha-teire yesh la litrois li yes muta kivin dike sakone. The re-tirits, the re-said another tirits. Dahach, dahoche, pligit. That is a machloikis ha-sugyis. Agimara holds, bimokim tzar, they were geyser by mefar kalach yad in Shabbos. The gemara in Tzubis holds, they weren't geyser. Chemash mehosom dama haloche ki rabbi merenis. We paskin like a merenis at its mutter. Bichladike de pligilai. It says aloche, baisis is a machloikis of this. Bika de Maforish, another teret, the hoche b'tzar shobahim ha'ayri, shemizka shelo roiv cholo b'dadel. Now, Tais wants to say another teret. The Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about that the person has tzar. And then it's mutar afilu in Shabbos, mefar kalach ha'yad. And our Gemara is speaking about that the behem has tzar. The behem has tzar, they only were matar in Yontiv, not in Shabbos. V'kosha l'ri, now the ri is k'stamo zayakash, tod lomo yoyimkim. After all cheshbonos, we had a gemara that says that a person is permitted to be chaylev into a kedere, and that's a hetagomo. The lama yoyinkim lehayu yachaylem lachlev usaych a kedere. Miyula perish rabbeinu tam loikashe the mistame kiven shahayu re'evim, since they were hungry lehayu lem shumachle b'kedere, so there was no food around. So they didn't have any food in the Kedera. So therefore, the only oifim that they'd be able to satisfy their hunger was only through Yenike. So it says that Yenike is muta b'makim ra'avayin in Yontif.